around the Beltway to around the world. News, talk, and conversation. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices. Sirius XM Channel 141 presents The Daily Drum with Harold Fisher.
D.C. police say they stopped chasing a motorcyclist who died in a crash this morning. Back to the Hill, the January 6th committee sets a new hearing for tomorrow. Why the last-minute schedule change? And tonight on Insight, supreme decisions after Roe v. Wade and new gun reform. What's ahead for the nation? Good evening. This is The Daily Drum for Monday, June 27th. Here's what's happening. New information tonight about a deadly three-wheel motorcycle accident in D.C. A man was killed following a chase that started with D.C. police but ended with U.S. Park Police. The multi-jurisdictional pursuit started in the district through Maryland and then back into D.C. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti explains what happened.
At the initial point of the pursuit, the members thought they were chasing a homicide suspect. When it was revealed that the person was wanted for questioning related to a homicide, that's the point where the third district official, where he called off the pursuit.
U.S. Park Police continued the chase, but now say they didn't know D.C. police pulled back. It ended with the driver crashing in Northeast along Benning Road. The January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. A statement from the panel says it'll focus on recently obtained evidence and witness testimony. It's not known who the witness or witnesses will be. The committee hadn't originally planned to resume hearings until the middle of next month. The Montgomery County Board of Elections is in need of poll workers ahead of next month's gubernatorial primary. Board Elections spokesperson Gilberto Zelaya says the board needs different kinds of workers.
We need individuals from all party affiliation, whether you are registered Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated. In addition, we highly encourage individuals with bilingual capabilities to serve and to apply. Montgomery County is under Section 203 of the 1975 Voter Rights Act, which means we need to have bilingual Spanish-speaking poll workers in every single precinct in Montgomery County.
You must be a registered voter to be a poll worker, and tomorrow is the deadline to register. And finally, Brittany Griner's trial will begin on Friday. The WNBA star has been held in Russia over alleged cannabis oil possession. The U.S. State Department has said the Phoenix Mercury Center has been wrongfully detained. A preliminary hearing was held in Moscow today.